In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. You may be seated. Well, this evening we continue our Holy Week observance on this night which we call Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday. The term Maundy, that's M-A-U-N-D-Y, comes from the Latin word mandatum, which means mandate or command. You see, there are two commands that Jesus gives to his disciples at that last gathering Jesus has with them before his death the next day on the cross. Now, the two commands Jesus gives to his disciples and to us are these. First, continue to remember Jesus by celebrating the Last Supper, or what we call the Eucharist. That is, by continuing to recognize the presence of Jesus in the breaking of the bread and in the sharing of the cup of blessing. The second command Jesus gives us at the Last Supper is this. Jesus commands us to love one another in the same way as Jesus has loved us. And then to model this kind of servant love for his disciples and for us, Jesus washes his disciples' feet. It's vital for us to know and to remember these two commands. And this is why. The Last Supper for Jesus was more than merely a going away gathering for Jesus the night before he died. Now, sure, it was important for Jesus to spend some quality time with his closest friends this last night before he would leave them. But Jesus also intends for this final meal to be their first act as they enter their new future as the people of God. In other words, the Last Supper was not only Jesus' final farewell, Jesus also intends this meal to be a way to point these friends and first followers into their future as the church. And so the Last Supper for Jesus is that first embryonic gathering of what will soon become the church at Pentecost. And so the Last Supper is vitally important because tonight, you see, Jesus is painting the vision of what he sees his future church to look like. You know, this all reminds me of that remarkable series on Nova on public TV that aired not that long ago, where they're using modern telescopes and satellites to help us understand the origins and the vastness of the universe. It turns out that the Hubble telescope and the Spitzer and our modern exploration satellites can send us snapshots from deep space of how our universe looked almost immediately after creation, billions of years ago. Well, the Last Supper is kind of like that. You see, you and I can open the New Testament, and it's kind of like we're looking through the Hubble telescope, and we can see in these scenes from the New Testament the very beginnings, the embryonic stages of what we now experience as the church. And this is extremely important for us because, you see, Jesus himself is there. Jesus is the host at the supper. And Jesus gives us firsthand these instructions and this vision of how to be the church. And so when we peer into the New Testament accounts of this event, what do we see? Well, first of all, hear that first command Jesus gives us. Whenever you gather in Jesus' name as his friends and followers, Jesus wants us to remember him. We need to break bread together. We need to share the cup together. And as we do this, we recall Jesus into our presence. We allow Jesus to enter our present lives. And then we focus on him. It's this focusing on Jesus whenever we come together that binds us together and gives us our identity as a community. Now think about how important this first instruction is that Jesus gives us. Think just for a moment about our congregation at Grace. Just like those first disciples of Jesus, you and I and each of us, we come from different walks of life. We come together with different needs. We come from different places and backgrounds. We represent different economic and cultural positions. We represent different political persuasions. We are at different stages and ages of maturity and experience. But you see, here's the good news. Whenever we gather here, around this table, around this altar, however we do it, whatever platform we use, we are all united and bound together by Jesus' very presence. You and I come together here out of that fragmented and broken and sick world out there to be united and bound together as a fellowship with one another through the presence of Jesus. Jesus is our host. Jesus is the reason we gather in the first place. And it is Jesus upon whom we focus as we remember him, as we allow Jesus to be among us. Another thing is this. Each one of us comes to this altar hungry in some way. We emerge from the shadows of our private lives and we come together here at this holy table to be fed of God. And then when our time together here is over, we leave this time together to go back out into that fragmented world. But when we leave to go back to our lives, we go back transformed. We go back healed. We go back renewed and refreshed because Jesus has nourished us with his body and blood. We go out from here recreated by God's love. All of this happens because of one thing. It happens because we focus on Jesus, who is our host. All the things that could separate us, all the things that could splinter and divide, all those issues, those national events and political differences, even social distancing and the pandemic, all that could drive us apart is eclipsed and outshone by the sheer divine presence of Jesus with us. All that matters here, around this table, is Jesus and his love for you and for me and for all of us together. Another thing Jesus wants us to get at the Last Supper is that he wants you and me to continue the work that he has begun. When Jesus tells us to remember him by sharing his body and blood, he uses a very strong word. The word used in the Greek for remember is much stronger than our English word remember. And so at the Eucharist, when Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me," he's telling us not only to recall him in the past, he's telling us to recall him into our present moment. But you see, Jesus may be taking the word remember even one step further. Whenever we share the body and the blood of Jesus at the Eucharist as a fellowship, Jesus wants us to realize that we are literally remembering him. We are literally reconstituting his physical presence on earth. When we share the Eucharist together, we are literally putting his body, that is, his members, back together. We are reforming, remembering the body of Christ. And so as you and I share the body and the blood of Jesus at communion, as St. Paul would say, or St. Francis or St. Teresa would say, then you and I become the hands and the fingers. We become the eyes and the lips and the feet and the arms and the hands of Jesus to go out and to be the physical presence of Jesus remembered to others, to bind up wounds, to reconcile the brokenness around us, to lead back home those who have lost their way, to continue his work of proclaiming and healing in this world. And so you see the unity and the fellowship that first began on that first Holy Thursday 2000 years ago continues here among us tonight as we focus on Jesus, as we serve and support one another, strive to be the physical as well as the spiritual presence of the risen Christ to others. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we humbly pray that we may feast on you this night. Beneath these forms of bread and wine, enrich us with thy love divine. Amen.